The Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents Nancy Kowalik, William Smithers, and Don Stewart in A Way with Words by Frank Gilroy. The time? 1991. The place? A small restaurant in Midtown Manhattan. At one of the tables, Fred and Art are having a discussion.
I don't believe it. I do not friggin' believe it.
I'm sorry.
Spare me.
I had no idea you'd take it like this.
What did you expect?
Well, you look like I hit you.
That's how I feel.
I should have told you when it happened.
So what stopped you?
I figured once she had her fling, she'd come back. Why make waves?
And later when you knew it wasn't a fling?
I was embarrassed.
So you kept lying?
I never thought of it as lying.
Every year I come to New York, we have lunch. I always ask how Louise is. You always say fine.
Which she is.
Until today when you announce that you and she aren't together anymore.
It makes you feel better, I lie.
That's too bad, I say. When did it happen? And you say... Say it.
I said it.
Say it again so I'm sure I heard it right.
Louise left me 13 years ago.
13?
13.
Still don't believe it.
1978.
Artie, if this is a joke...
It's on me.
How could you not tell me?
We see each other once a year.
You lied because it was easy?
We always talk about when we were kids, good times. I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, bull.
You're right, Fred.
Why then?
You promised not to laugh.
Oh, Artie, please.
Because you thought she and I were still together made it seem true for just a few hours.
Jesus.
Sometimes after our lunches, I was so into it, I expected to find her there when I got home.
13 years and you're still carrying a torch?
I never changed the lock on the door, the phone number, in case you...
I get the picture. The Christmas cards. They're both your signatures.
Forged.
And that's why whenever I phoned, I got you.
You didn't phone that often.
The phone works both ways.
You can only talk so much about boyhood memories.
We went separate ways, okay, but I always felt that I could rely on you in an emergency.
I feel the same.
Your wife walking out isn't an emergency.
What could you have done?
Provided a sympathetic ear, at least.
Well, I felt sorry enough for myself without encouragement.
So why did she do it?
I guess she wasn't happy.
You guess.
I come home from work. She's at the door, bags packed, cab waiting. Hands me a list of household things that need doing. Says it will be best for both of us in the long run. The next thing I know, the cab is turning the corner, and I'm waving with a smile on my face like she's going to visit her mother. In case any of the neighbors are watching.
There must have been warning signs.
Well, if so, I missed them.
It will be best for both of us in the long run?
Verbatim.
That's all she said?
From that day to this.
So what's become of her?
Remarried. Has 2 kids. Maybe if we'd had kids.
Who's the guy?
Someone she met later, a lawyer. They live on Central Park West, a duplex. Plus a house in Connecticut. The boy's 10, the girl's 7. The dog's name is Skippy.
So you keep in touch?
No.
Well, how do you know all of this?
Well, she stayed friends with a cousin of mine.
What about you?
What about me?
Any women in your life?
Women, yes. Woman, close but no cigar.
You live alone?
Essentially. How's your family?
Fine.
Your youngest son was going to have a disc operation.
Yeah, he's 100%.
And your eldest?
I don't want to talk about them.
You're still upset?
Wouldn't you be if I said to you, Ann and I split up 13 years ago?
No.
You wouldn't care?
Well, I'd care, but it's not the same. I never met Ann. You know Louise as long as I do. You were our best man.
Which you were supposed to be at my wedding. Oh, hold the phone.
A light dawns.
Louise left in 78.
April 12th, the day that she'll live in infamy.
I got married that May.
You're getting warm.
And that's why you canceled.
Head of the class.
Well, the story about your mother being too sick for you and Louise to come to California...
The first of many deceptions.
Why did I never catch on?
I often wondered.
Implying I let you down somehow?
Not at all.
What then?
Well, some of the excuses I invented why Louise never joined us for lunch or why we didn't invite you to the house were pretty wild.
It's easy to fool people who trust you.
Maybe I missed my calling.
Meaning?
Maybe I should have become the writer and you should be the accountant.
Judging by the reviews of my last book, you're not alone in that opinion.
I'm halfway through it.
Since it's been out for 8 months, I gather that's a criticism?
I got bogged down in the long flashback.
Would you mind sticking to the subject at hand?
You're not interested in my opinion?
Not today. And why today, after 13 years?
You said you felt you could count on me in an emergency, and I said the feeling was mutual.
What about it?
Well, I've been seeing this woman, and the time has come to legalize our relationship or end it. She's attractive, wealthy, got a good sense of humor, and adores me.
But?
I still got this thing for Louise.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'm not interested in your advice or your opinion.
What then?
Well, my cousin said Louise and her husband haven't been getting along.
Which you read as a favorable sign.
Possible.
Talk about clutching at straws.
I want to be sure it's over before I marry this other woman.
Artie, take my word.
I want you to speak to Louise.
What?
I want you to sound her out and tell me if you think it's hopeless.
You can't be serious.
You said I could count on you in an emergency.
Emergency? Yes, this is craziness.
You won't do it?
If I saw any point, I'd be glad to. What are you doing?
It's my year to pay.
We haven't eaten.
I lost my appetite.
Oh, sit down.
Well, next time you're in town, don't
sit
call.
Sit down, God damn it.
What's the point?
Marty, we know each other longer than anybody in our whole lives.
Yeah, and the first time I asked you for a favor, you turned me down.
I didn't turn you down.
You said it was crazy.
It is crazy.
But you'll do it?
I haven't seen or spoken to Louise in 13 years. Do I phone? Knock at the door? Suppose her husband answers. Think about it.
I have. I got it all worked out. You want to hear?
No, but I will.
Every day, weather permitting, she jogs in Central Park from 1 to 2 o'clock.
Well, let me guess. I accidentally bump into her.
Right.
Then what?
You steer the conversation around to whether she has any regrets about leaving me.
Assuming there's a conversation.
Well, why wouldn't there be?
I never contacted her. She might be teed off.
Did she ever contact you?
No.
So you're even.
Well, why don't you bump into her and find out firsthand?
I tried.
You spoke to her?
I went to the park last week with every intention of doing so. I spotted her and I got so choked up I couldn't go through with it.
It's not going to work, Artie. I will do it if you insist, but this is a mistake.
I insist.
Okay. But no accidental meeting. I'll tell her that I just learned about the breakup.
No way, Fred.
Why not?
She thinks you've known from the beginning.
You told her that you told me?
Yes.
Why?
I figured if I didn't, she'd tell you, and the more people who knew, the less chance of our getting back together.
Well, if I knew, why didn't I get in touch with her? What must she think?
That you blame her for what happened.
And why would she think that?
Because that's what I said.
You told her that I blame her for leaving you?
I thought it might carry some
weight. You know what I feel like doing right now?
You want to poke me? Go ahead.
Where the hell do you get off?
I was out of my mind.
I'm lucky she doesn't slug me.
I guarantee she'll be glad to see you.
On the basis of what?
She was mad at you. Would she buy your books?
She does?
My cousin says she has every book and story you ever published, plus copies of the interviews. Okay, according to my watch, she should reach the reservoir in about 10 minutes.
I bump into her by accident. Is that who I think it is? Gee, it can't be. Then what?
You'll think of something.
How will I recognize her?
She'll be wearing a yellow or green jogging suit and a Mets baseball cap. Plus, she hasn't changed.
The reservoir.
Yes.
Well, here goes nothing.
I appreciate what you're doing, Frank.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Save it till you see what happens.
Whatever happens, don't let on I put you up to it or that you haven't known about the breakup from the beginning.
Hey, my lips are sealed on one condition.
Which is?
If I come back and say your chances with Louise are zero, will you marry that woman?
Deal.
You mean it?
My mother's head.
Yellow or green?
And a Mets cap.
Fred? Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I'm staring like an idiot, it's because that's how I feel.
Same here.
I am staggered.
Likewise.
It's really you.
As far as I know.
I don't believe it.
That makes two of us.
I knew our paths would cross. But Central Park? Me like this? How did you recognize me?
Well, you haven't changed.
Why didn't I recognize you?
You were jogging.
I mean, after you stopped me. I'm thinking I know this guy, but who is he?
Well, I haven't aged as gracefully as you.
You do look older.
Oh, thanks.
Why shouldn't you? It's been 13 years. Oh, look at me, huh? Lots of gray. You feel better? The farewell party.
What?
The party when you moved to California. That's the last time we met.
Are you sure?
Positive. We spoke on the phone when you said you were getting married and asked Artie to be your best man. But the last time we saw each other was the going away party.
The only thing I remember about that party was a monumental hangover.
The Castle Grill on Route 17? You thought you were going to a business meeting.
Well, I remember getting there and being surprised. Everything after that's a blank.
So here we are.
At long last.
Too long.
Much.
He called you right away.
What?
When I left, Artie said the first thing he did was phone you.
Oh, yes.
You must have been jolted.
Yes.
Did he say why I left him?
He had no idea.
Subtext was never Artie's strong suit.
He said the only reason you gave was that it would be best for both of you in the long run.
What a bitch I was, huh?
I wouldn't say that.
You did say it.
Artie said I called you a bitch?
Yeah, among other less flattering things. Which is probably why I didn't recognize you. You don't expect a person who hates you to hail you with a smile on their face.
I never hated you.
Artie said you said
no matter what Artie said, I never hated you.
Then why didn't you call me?
Because... I'm not sure.
Face it. You were angry. I'd betrayed your best friend.
Well, maybe I was a bit sore.
More than a bitter, you'd have contacted me.
I was furious, okay?
Was meaning you're not anymore?
Yes.
When did you stop?
Years ago.
Why didn't you get in touch with me then?
Look, too much time had passed. What could I say?
For openers, you might have apologized for bum-rapping me.
I apologize.
Too little too late. Thanks anyway.
So why didn't you call me?
So you could repeat all the awful things you said personally?
Well, given your side of the story, I might have felt differently.
There was only one side at that point.
What do you mean?
I shared the general opinion that in deserting such a decent, loyal, loving, hard-working man, I'd done a sinful thing.
But you don't feel that way anymore?
Not for ages. How's Anne?
Anne?
Your wife. Isn't that her name?
She's fine.
Tim and Eric?
They're also fine.
They look fine.
Huh?
The jacket photos on your books.
Oh. You read my stuff.
Every word.
I'm flattered.
I didn't say I liked it.
Ouch.
Would you want me to lie?
Yes.
Actually, I like most of your work a lot.
Thanks.
But not your last book.
The flashback sucks?
In a word. Would you mind if I touched you?
Be my guest.
You know, I'm starting to think this is really happening.
I'm starting to feel this is a dream.
How's Artie?
How should I know?
A cousin of his I'm friends with says you see him when you come to New York.
Well, not always.
You haven't seen him this trip?
No.
Are you going to?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Why?
Well, his cousin said your visits mean a lot to him.
You keep tabs on him?
Just what his cousin tells me.
Did you ever regret leaving him?
Are you kidding?
I thought maybe after you'd been away
for a
while.
Look, Artie is a sweet guy who might have had a happy life if he hadn't met me. I feel bad about that, but that's all I feel.
You really have your act together.
3.5 years on the couch. I should. Ever indulge?
Analysis? No.
You never felt the need, or because you feared tampering with the creative process?
The latter, mostly.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
So they say.
You get rid of old preoccupations. New ones take their place.
Thus spake Sigmund?
Via Dr. Milstein.
In short, as a writer, I'm repeating myself?
Yes.
What about the science stuff in my last book?
More background for your usual concerns.
Serves me right for picking up a girl in Central Park.
It's only my opinion.
You left out humble.
I don't feel humble.
Well, maybe you should give me Dr. Milstein's phone number.
If you like.
What I'd like is no more literary discussion.
In favor of what?
Been 13 years, Louise. Fill me in.
What would you like to know?
You said you thought it would be best for both of you?
I was half right.
You're happy, but Artie's not?
Right.
Why?
Why am I happy, or why is he the keeper of the eternal flame?
You don't sound very sympathetic.
I married him knowing I didn't love him. Shame on me. He keeps a candle burning in the window for 13 years. More fool he.
You never loved him?
Never.
Not even in the beginning when we were double dating?
Not even then.
Sure fooled me.
Not half as much as I fooled myself.
Artie said your husband's a lawyer. You have 2 kids.
Does he still think things would have worked out differently if we'd had kids?
He mentioned the possibility.
Oh, God, what a horse's ass. I'm sorry. It's just that I've been hearing this pathetic crap from the day I walked out. How he's never changed the door locks or the phone number, and the door is always
his
open.
His cousin keeps you posted.
Oh, in painful detail.
Well, did she tell you that he's seeing someone and that it's serious?
Yes, and once again I have my fingers crossed.
You would like him to remarry?
More than anything.
The only thing stopping him is the hope that somehow, someday, you will go back to him.
What else is new?
Well, I'm going to tell him that I bumped into you. We had a long chat during which I realized there's no way on earth that you'll ever return.
Yeah, lots of luck.
I'll tell him your marriage couldn't be better.
Which is so.
I can see that. I'm glad for you.
If he needs more proof, tell him I'm pregnant.
Really?
3 months.
Doesn't show.
Wanna feel?
Well, I'll take your word for it. Congratulations.
Thanks. I've got to pick my daughter up at school. You want to come along?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have an appointment.
I'm glad we met.
So am I. Goodbye.
A far cry from our last parting.
What?
The farewell party. Artie went to get the car while you and I waited by the entrance.
And?
You kissed me. No memory at all?
No.
Suppose I told you that I took that kiss to mean that you were moving to California because you felt distance was the only way to ensure that you wouldn't make a play for your best friend's wife, whom you secretly adored.
That must have been some kiss.
It started long before that.
It?
The crush I had on you.
You never let on.
You guys were pals. Plus, I never detected the slightest interest on your part until that kiss, when I convinced myself the feeling was mutual.
Why are you telling me this?
They say confession is good for the soul.
Feel better?
I'm not through. That kiss changed my life.
What?
When you called from California to say you were getting married, I read it as an ultimatum to leave Artie or forever hold my peace.
Are you saying
yes.
that if I...
I left him confident you'd contact me as soon as you'd heard. And we'd live happily ever after. But you didn't call. And as the date of your wedding neared, I grew desperate. Called Artie on some pretext to be sure you knew we'd split. He said he told you right after I left, and you pronounced me a bitch, etc.
I never said that.
What you said doesn't matter. The point is, you didn't get in touch with me. And I began to realize I'd been deluding myself. Went into a depression, compounded by alcohol, that saw me hospitalized the day after your wedding. Enter Dr. Milstein.
I can't tell you how bad I feel.
Why? If not for that kiss, I might have stayed with Artie. Missed out on the wonderful life I now enjoy. To quote the good doctor, I owe you.
Glad to have been of service.
If you mean that, there's one more thing you can do.
What is it?
Kiss me goodbye. I meant like you did that night at the party.
I don't remember what I did.
It was something like this. Ring any bells?
No. Sorry.
What's to be sorry?
That I don't remember something that means so much to you?
Not means, meant.
It's over between us.
Ah, and has been for years. The kiss was just to make sure. Ciao.
Ciao.
And?
And what?
What else did you say?
That's it.
You were gone close to an hour.
It took most of that time to find her.
She was surprised.
Oh, yes.
What did she say?
I told you.
I mean, when you stopped her, what were her first words?
What difference does it make?
Well, I'd like to know.
Why?
Maybe you missed something.
Artie, look, she's never coming back to you. That's the bottom line.
Well, screw the bottom line. Okay, I'm sorry. Just tell me everything so I can be sure, please.
She and her husband are getting along fine.
She said that?
Yes.
Well, I heard different.
Well, you heard wrong.
You think she's going to bump into someone she hasn't seen in 15 years and tell them personal problems?
She's pregnant.
Pregnant?
Pregnant.
My cousin never mentioned that.
Well, she probably doesn't know.
Well, why would Louise tell you before my cousin?
She told me to tell you she was pregnant, in the hope that it would kill any hopes that you had about her once and for all.
She actually said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Convinced?
That does sound pretty final.
I'd say so.
How did she look?
Remarkably unchanged.
Green or yellow? The jogging suit.
Green.
Mets cap?
Yep.
Pregnant.
3 months.
Forgive me.
There's no need.
Nice thing to lay on a guy comes to New York for a good time.
Well, what are friends for?
Boyhood buddies. A secret revealed after 13 years. Maybe you'll get a story out of it so it's not a total loss.
Maybe.
Does she know I'm thinking about getting married?
Oh, yes.
And?
And she hopes you go through with it.
Yeah, just what I always wanted, her blessing.
You said if I told you it was thumbs down.
Yeah. You want to be the best man again?
You gonna do it?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're doing the right thing.
It's a done deal. Don't sell me.
All right. Sorry.
What's to be sorry? Actually, I feel pretty good.
I'm glad.
Like a big weight's been lifted. Like
a sense of new beginnings?
Yeah, bullseye. Anyone ever tell you have a way with words?
Not recently.
If you can get a story out of it, you'll change things so no one can point a finger.
Oh, of course.
Sense of new beginnings. That's exactly how I feel.
Suppose I loved Louise.
What?
Suppose I secretly loved Louise and I would have told her if I'd known she left you. How's that for a switch?
I'm thinking. I like it.
Don't think it's too far-fetched?
Well, not for a story. Yeah, I can't tell you how good I feel. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to propose tonight. This calls for champagne. Waiter!
You have heard Away with Words by Frank Gilroy. Fred was played by William Smithers. Artie by Don Stewart. Louise was played by Nancy Kowalik. Away with Words was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded by Brian Brown and by the Production Room, Santa Barbara, California. Sound editor, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.